You are listening to the Power of Why podcast.
The other misconception is when people immigrate to Canada, they are thinking the first thing that it comes to their mind is going for validating their credential to upgrade their certificates, right, to their skills. And they think they are not good enough to get opportunities in Canada, to find jobs in Canada. I believe this is misconception. What is key is building the people, building your network. That's the first thing that, one of the first thing that you should focus on. You should surround yourself with.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Power of Why podcast. My name is Naomi Hailey, and today we are here with Mary Yazdani. Mary, it's so great to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Hi Naomi, thanks for having me.
I'm really excited that you're here. I know that the audience is going to learn so much from your story and the insights that you have to share about your very beautiful and enriching career. So for the audience, Mary Yazdani is the founder and CEO of Genesis Link and co-founder and CEO of RoboSafety. Mary began her career in Iran as a computer engineer and rose to the level of IT manager across large-scale enterprises. In 2016, she immigrated to Canada and started a new chapter of her life with her family. You began your career in Ottawa as chief operating officer for a high-tech startup, which really set the stage for all of your entrepreneurial ventures. You're also a very dedicated member of your community. You're a community builder. You mentor newcomers to Canada with the critical pieces of transitioning to a new country, finding employment, starting their own businesses. And in 2021, the city of Ottawa recognized Mary as an immigrant entrepreneur. And in 2023, she was also awarded the top Ottawa 40 under 40 award. So Mary, thank you so much again for being here. I would love if you could start by sharing a little bit about your origin story. What was it like growing up in Iran? If you could share some of your experiences and your journey coming to Canada as well.
Sure. I was born in a loving family in Iran. My childhood was full with warmth and a strong role models. My father still is a role model for so many people. He was very much a person by book and with high integrity, and that's part of my life as well. And my mother also a dedicated and kind teacher, juggling work and family. I studied computer engineering in bachelor and master in Iran, and then starting working in as IT expert, and then promoted to IT manager working for enterprise company, and immigrated to Canada at the age of 32 to join my husband here. And also I believe that time that Canada is a better place to raise my kids and to start my family. From 2016, I started a new chapter in my life in Canada.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that was quite the journey. And I'm wondering, when it came to your life, like before 32, navigating your career, what were some of the early conversations you had in your household around education and being an entrepreneur, if that was even a conversation that you folks had? Were you really encouraged to like stick down the narrow traditional path, or were you encouraged to kind of do your own thing and explore?
From my childhood, as I mentioned, my mother was a teacher. My father was working in a public sector, like government. And the point was following my role models and my parents, and also the most of the people that they were around me. Most of them, they were with the mindset of staying within the lines, right? And just following those lines, following those discipline. To me, to be honest with you, it was, I like the fact of thinking out of the box, but as this brings more opportunity to you, it will help you sometimes to reach to the point that you want faster. So this didn't came from my family, this entrepreneurship. It was not something that I was thinking from my childhood, or I saw so many entrepreneurs around me. But when I moved to Canada, and I was looking at the other people, other immigrants, other business owners, and speaking about my own experience starting in a startup, working in a startup, because in Iran, most of the companies that I used to work, they were more enterprise level companies, not a startup. So that was a new experience for me. And that flexibility that I had here, and also that opportunity of working in a startup, and the role that I have as I had as a chief of operating officer, and they gave a name to it, chief of get the shit done, because that role was involving different tasks, and it was from HR, from hiring, from financial, technical, operation, anything that you can think of, especially you know, in a startup environment, you are wearing different hats. That gave me opportunity to regain my confidence in Canada and saying that, oh, okay, I'm the same person with the same capabilities and with the same technical and soft skills, dedication, work ethic that I had, and the hard-working attitude. All of those one, I felt confidence that I can do whatever that I like to have and whatever that I like to achieve in Canada. And that was surprisingly, because usually when you immigrate, you see much more, like, you know, so many hurdles that you see. And then you think that you have to step back from what you built there. But to me, was eye-opening, because I was seeing so many opportunities in Canada, so many supports from the community, from the government, and that are supporting women, that are supporting entrepreneurs. All those experience of working on that startup company just helped me a lot and gave me this confidence that, yes, I can do it. And the family that I was raised in, my parents both, they were so kind, helpful to the community. They were so supportive to the others. And they were great examples of my core values. So always, from my childhood, I like and I was enjoying the most in life was helping others, getting others' hand. And that was what I saw the whole my childhood, that this is what my parents are doing. They never hesitated to help others. And that was one of my like a success point, or where I want to be, to help others. This experience in Canada helped me to find myself in a path that, okay, here is how I can help myself, how can I help others to grow and to thrive together and to have a purpose and intention, not in my life, right? And to reach that point. So yes, it was great experience. I mean, and always is a balance of that, staying within the lines and going beyond and out of box thinking that brings so much creativity and innovation. At the same time, those staying within the line, it helps you to structure and also having more efficiency. So I think for everyone, it's good to have a balance of both, not just staying to one path. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think part of the beauty of the journey is figuring out what that balance looks like for you in different stages, right? Like when you're first starting out, it may look different when you have a family, you know, and children to look out for. Yeah. I'm wondering, when you first accepted that role as a startup, you mentioned that it was very different from what you were used to, like the companies that you were used to working in Iran. What made you say, okay, let me give this a shot? I'm in a new country. I'm figuring out things for the first time here. What made you say, I could learn here and I can grow here and this is the best place for me to be right now?
So what I knew about myself and what I heard from others who have been through this journey of immigration, I was talking to the successful people around us before coming to Canada. And most of them, they were saying that when you want to start, the hardest point or part of the immigration is leaving everything behind and building from scratch. And sometimes you not only have to build from scratch, you have to build from minus something, not even zero, right? And that's the hardest part, because mentally it's too much pressure to accept that you were you had great foundation, you built so many things, connections, like, you know, financial stability, everything, your career, and then you have to forget about everything and start from scratch. That was what I heard. And I was thinking, even before moving to Canada, I was thinking, how can I overcome these challenges? How can I make this pass faster? I was hearing immigrants' stories and the pressures that they are going through. And I can tell you 90% of those stories all were negative. So I was seeing that like my sister immigrated to Canada a few years before me, and I was hearing from her the story of her friends that they were saying, oh, how much success they had, and they left everything, and here now they don't have anything, they are not happy, they are not satisfied. And to me it was, okay, how can I overcome this, right? First thing was forget about the people with that negative mindset and just try to surround yourself with the people with positive attitude, the achiever, because this is how the brain works. Surround yourself with positive people, and the positive energy will come to you, and you will be surrounded with so many directions to go, with so many goals, and subconsciously you also will achieve, you will follow them too, right? Rather than being in an environment that everyone is negative, everyone is talking about the hardship they went through. So that's the first thing that I did. And I think that was the key to success. Second thing was having a plan. So in the first 40 days that I moved to Canada, you have no idea how much I accomplished. No one can believe that I applied for... like job, my resume before coming was ready, and I got 4 interviews in the first 10 days that I arrived to Canada. Wow. And it was only trying, because I was planning to go back and finish some work and come back. I was just trying to see how whatever that I heard is close to the reality. I was following any advice that I thought it's good, like volunteering, going to these open houses, networking, anything that you can think of positive. And I was hearing that people are saying that this is recommended to reach to that point. I was following, and I saw amazing results. I mean, I found my first job. I didn't have to set back, although I prepared myself to start from junior positions and to prove my skills, capabilities, and build on that. I was so fortunate to get a job that it was somehow matched with my skills and technical and soft skills, and I love to do it. I think all is coming from following the right directions and also having that positive attitude and having a plan. I had planned for every hour of my time during the time that I arrived to Canada.
Yeah, so the work started before you got here, and the mindset shift started before you got here as well.
Yeah.
And just like going back to those values that your parents instilled in you around community and supporting others, and underlying like a lot of what you said in terms of your transition is a sense of preparation meeting an opportunity that would come, and just positioning yourself in the right way. I'm wondering, from your perspective, getting into the technology space, because you already had the familiarity from your previous experiences, what was it like entering the technology space here? I know you mentioned there's a lot of support for entrepreneurs. Ottawa is really a hub at the end of the day. And even the work that Invest Ottawa is doing to support entrepreneurs here too, it's really fantastic. And so once you entered the technology scene here, was it pretty simple to find and immerse yourself in the ecosystem to really take the next steps in starting your own company as well?
This is a great question. As I'm saying, I didn't have the mindset of being an entrepreneur, right? So it was not my lifetime dream in the beginning. Second thing was that working in enterprise company in Iran even was not giving me any insight about how to do this. What I knew, and that one of the reasons that also maybe I didn't think about having my business in Iran, was that in other countries, and some of the countries at least, the systems are not fair. And if you want to be successful, you have to go through some paths that necessarily it doesn't align with my integrity that I was taught to just have in my life, right? You have to do something that is not proper. And to me, that those core values, those work ethics were key. So I didn't want to surpass them to reach to the like financial points, right? So in Iran, I was not even thinking about it. And the whole thing that I was seeing was so many hurdles to run a business. Like sometimes even government, when you are successful, government wants to get your position. I mean, it's not fair at all too. So what I was amazed, and I thought, oh, okay, this is great opportunity. Why I'm not doing this for myself. And I was hearing this from all my manager that I was working from the first year that I started my career, that everyone was telling me that you have great potential, you are so hardworking, and you can do something great. So that one came to my mind that I love working, and I like when I'm doing something or I accept the responsibility, I work with my full energy and focus. So why not starting something for myself that aligns with my core values, with my purpose and intention? So let me do something like, you know, that I can do something big to support others as well. But the encouraging point I should tell you was seeing the other young entrepreneurs in Canada that they were successful. And also on that startup, they were in bad financial situation. And I was thinking, okay, now it's my role to think and strategize how I can, like, you know, help them. So I started searching without having any idea, because this is not something that we had in Iran. I just heard one sentence from someone that government is supporting, and I started searching, and I found so many grants, funding for in different areas. I took advantage. That company, after a few months, they were in much better place. And that helped me to just, helped me to understand the environment and see how supportive it is. Speaking of women, I should tell you that it's completely living in a different world comparing to hardship and barriers that women are facing when they want to run a business in Iran. So here is so supportive. The community invests otherwise. It's amazing. There is not any support that so far I would like to have from them, and they were not giving that support to me. Like in few minutes, I can tell you that they are really open. And it's not only Invest Ottawa, also the network that I know, anyone that you are talking to, you are seeing that people are so nice and willing to help.
Yeah, I'm glad that you are surrounded by that. But that's also a testament to you and your energy and how you show up in spaces too. So when did that mindset transition into, okay, like I would like to start investing in my own business and taking the impact that I've been having on other, you know, newcomers to Canada and supporting them? What was the first initial thoughts around what you could offer and how you would position that in the marketplace?
As an immigrant and someone that was new, so first of all, I was fortunate enough to have my husband. He was a great mentor, great supporter from the beginning, from the day one. He was showing me the path, and he also was in my shoes. Several years before me, he moved to Canada and he went through this path. So he knew exactly what are the challenges, and he was really helping me to overcome those challenges and go through the fastest and best way. And he was one of the people who was encouraging me to do something for myself. The idea of Genesis Link came from the time that since I moved to Canada, our friends and relatives, family, they were talking to us about their stories or their willingness to move to Canada to establish their companies or to study in Canada. And we were helping them. Like we were helping them to somehow move to Canada. And then I mentioned to my husband one day that we are doing this like for a few hours every day. We are spending time on this. Why we are not doing this as our official business? It was from the beginning the intention of helping them. But you have no idea the story that we were hearing, how everything that they built was damaged and it was ruined because of someone's just, you know, try to get them money and they didn't deliver anything, and that affected their life. So I was saying that this way we can help them because, you know, here immigration is regulated occupation. You cannot do it without having the certificate. And I was saying that why not we start this by helping them to move to Canada. And the next story that the whole time as an immigrant and newcomer I was hearing was the challenges that everyone is facing, from finding a job in Canada, finding their first job, or starting their business, the failure stories and the success stories, which was rare. But at that time, what I was hearing, I'm not saying we don't have successful entrepreneurs or people, but to me it was, okay, we need to act, right? What I started Genesis Link, I was doing my work at Genesis Link while also I was working full-time for that startup company. I was supporting them after arrival and even before they come. I was showing them the path, connecting them with the centers that I knew that they are helpful to get connected. And at the same time, I started having revenue from these services that I was providing. I was building my own community from the first day that I can tell you I moved to Canada, not necessarily when I started Genesis Link. Then from there, I mean, I was expanding. I quit from that job and I started working full time at Genesis Link. I expanded our services and this is how the business goes. You start and then you see other opportunities are coming and so you seize those opportunities. But that community building, it came from the beginning with the intention to help people who are in need.
This episode is brought to you in collaboration with Invest Ottawa, Ottawa's lead economic development agency for knowledge-based industries, and with critical support of the title sponsor of International Women's Month, BDC Capital's Thrive Venture Fund. We teamed up to produce this special podcast series to celebrate women leading in Ottawa. In support of its Women Founders and Owners strategy, Invest Ottawa offers programs and services that enable and accelerate the growth and success of women entrepreneurs from every walk of life. Visit www.investottawa.ca/women to learn more. In terms of starting Genesis Link and supporting, it started with your immediate network and then grew to, I'm sure, referrals, people who had such a great result from working with you and your husband, who were saying, okay, like I have these other people in my network who are also interested in doing the same thing. Mary is the person that you need to speak to. Do you have any particular like story of how you really advised an organization or an entrepreneur and what the result is that they got from working with Genesis Link? I would love to hear a success story.
Sure. You know, one of the services, so Genesis Link is offering different services. One of the services is finding job opportunities for the people who are outside of Canada and are willing to move to Canada and connecting them with the employer that they are facing labor shortage. The other service is helping foreign entrepreneurs to expand their business in Canada, to establish their business in Canada with innovative ideas. And also anyone, young entrepreneurs in Canada that they don't know how to start, where to start, or even the newcomers that they are inside Canada and they were business owners in their own home countries and they don't know where to start in Canada. So these are the major services that we are providing. One of my first clients was one of my friends referred him to me and said that, oh, do you think that you can help him? And I said, send me the resume. So he was a young guy at the age of 22 or 23 years. And based on his condition, I knew that he is not going to have any bright or good future in home country. And the reason is that you have to have a family that is rich, or you should have so much connections, close connections, that is finding job for you is not based on your capabilities, right? To me, the first intention was helping young person to build a future in Canada and to get what they deserve. So that's what I did. He was among one of the first clients that I had. I helped him to connect with the employer in Canada. And although he was in a junior level, his work ethic, his soft skill were great. And the employer, after the interview, felt this. And he said that, okay, I will give you this opportunity. He moved to Canada. He got his permanent residency. He got so much experience. And now he's working in an enterprise company. He has great salary. Now he's not only building his own life here, also, he is sending support to his family. He's helping his parents also to come to Canada. I'm not involved with that person on a daily basis, but when I hear his success stories, if only this is the one thing that I did to change someone's right. future, and that's the impact that I had in life, that's good enough for me. And I know that is not only that person. There are so many other families or other people that sometimes one sentence, one kindness, can make a big difference in their life. So that to me was like a confirmation that I like and when I'm telling you that I enjoy every moment of what I'm doing is because of seeing this impact. You mentioned about the referrals. Over 90% of our clients are referrals. And this community building that I'm telling you, yesterday I had a meeting with one of my previous clients. Now we are close friends with so many of them. I'm just, you know, friends after that. And they are kind enough to ask me to be partner with them on their businesses that they want to start in Canada. They said that, no, definitely we want you to be part of that team. And that's great, right? My main and the only focus is not money. Never it was money in my life. It's more doing something with purpose and having some positive impact in my society. And yeah, I think that's the confirmation of having over 98% of clients by referral. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not surprising that they would want you to be a part of other things that they're building, because this is more than just finding a job. And you mentioned it. It's also about like quality of life and building and sustaining a livelihood and supporting your family and all these other really important pieces. You develop like a deep trust and bond with the people that you're working with because you've enabled them to kind of help themselves and get started with where they would like to go. You were also building this company, moving here. You are also managing like the responsibilities of motherhood. And so can you talk a little bit about what was crucial for you to continue managing all that was on your plate?
So being a mother, also having the responsibility of a mother, plus having two business. First, it was only Genesis Clinic. After that, from last year, I started a new venture with my friend, RoboSafety, and managing two kids, your family plus two businesses. I can tell you that it's overwhelming. It's rewarding, definitely. It's bringing so much energy and joy. But at the same time, sometimes you are getting so frustrated with the overload of tasks. What I learned, especially since last year, was that the key is, and what is crucial for the success and your well-being, is asking for help. Don't hesitate to ask for help. And it's fine to say no sometimes to people, even if we like to help them. I mean, sometimes we have to say no. That was crucial for me and changed my mindset, because most of the time I like to do things with myself, in my own, rather than asking for help. And what it was interesting for me was people also will get happy to help, right? It's not bothering them necessarily, or most of the time they are willing to help. So having someone that is supporting you, or having some support system network that is helping you, that is key. And the other thing also is that the pressures that are on women, and you can see this from the statistics. I have some statistics that I wanted to share with you and your audience. In Canada, like other nations around the world, women's work truly is, you know, that is never done. The last statistic Canada study estimated unpaid women's work at home that values between $17 and $900 billion, depending on how you calculate this value of the work. Another study put the value of that work at 25% of GDP. And now add on that mental stress that they are doing. I think in different culture, the level is different. But the point is, the expectation from mothers are much, much more than the expectation from the fathers in many cultures. So it's always about having a harmony. I don't believe in the work-life balance. I think you should have always a harmony and prioritize based on the needs each time, that which side of the life needs more attention, and a slow down on the other side, and also ask for help and say sometimes no. But definitely this, I think, resilience, optimism, and this dedication are the key also for having this harmony in your family and in your professional life.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. You mentioned a few of the insights that you've learned, and you talk about work-life harmony. How can people basically like assess what they need for their own lives when it comes to prioritizing the ebbs and flows of work or the ebbs and flows of raising a family? What have you learned that has really resonated with you?
So as one of my skills, I have a high sense of accountability for any responsibility that I take in my life, from being a wife, being a mother, and being an entrepreneur or in the charge of your team to support them. And that brings too much responsibility on your shoulders, right? As I mentioned, for me, how I was creating that harmony was understanding my priorities. From the first day that my daughter was born, I knew that I'm not going to sacrifice the a few hours of the time that I'm going to spend with her after daycare at work or for work. I'm not jeopardizing that and spending that time for anyone else. I want to be with her or spend that time with my family. So if I want to work, it's better to be postponed after her sleeping time. So this way, I was not feeling guilty that, oh, I didn't spend any time or good quality time with my daughter. At the same time, I was working longer hours, right? Spending after she was going to sleep, still is my habit, and having less entertainment because I didn't want to sacrifice that time. At the same time, there were times that my business needed more attention. And that was the time that I was asking for help from my family, from my husband. And they were so supportive, taking care of my kids while I have to just, you know, a few hours be out. So I think always is looking at those priorities. Or when I had my second child, I knew that I don't want to stop my business. I want to continue, but I have to slow down. Even if there are so many opportunities, if I can delegate to my team, I have to do that. Or I have to convince myself that to settle, just to sit down a little bit, to slow down, because my first priority was my son. So I think understanding our needs at each time and prioritizing them and having a concrete plan for each specific time. Sometimes the priority is taking care of yourself, paying more attention to that self, to yourself, for your well-being. This is a part that it was missed for a while in my life, and I was not putting myself in any priority. But then I noticed that that's a huge mistake, because to be able to manage and lead everything else and everyone else, I have to be healthy and I have to have enough energy, right? I like to share this positive energy around me with the people, and I have to have positive energy or any energy left for me. That's when I noticed the importance of asking for help, taking care of yourself as well. These are keys, I think. But again, it depends each time which one is required.
Yeah, I'm also curious about your deep commitment to community building and mentoring and supporting newcomers. You've mentioned all the individuals that you've been able to support. Beyond where you started building your community, I'm wondering if you could share, what are the biggest misconceptions that exist for immigrants, especially those who are like seeking employment in a new country or pursuing their entrepreneurial ventures?
I believe this misconception that you cannot find job or you cannot get any interview till you apply this amount, or you have to apply more than 100 jobs to get something. This is not right. It's not necessarily right. I mean, if you are applying for 100 jobs and everything is okay, you have to get some response, right? So always when I'm talking to my mentees, I'm saying that, can you look what was wrong that no one was interested in giving you a call or a response, right? Is not repeating what you did on the last 6 months, is finding the problem and analyze it and resolve that issue to make sure that you will get some response. It's having, I think, having, instead of just applying, finding the right way to apply, finding the problems, finding the solutions, and having a plan for that. That's the key, is not applying only. The other misconception is when people move or immigrate to Canada, they are thinking the first thing that it comes to their mind is going for validating their credential to upgrade their certificates, right, to their skills, and they think they are not good enough to get opportunities in Canada, to find jobs in Canada. I believe this is misconception. What is key is building the people, building your network. That's the first thing that, one of the first thing that you should focus on. You should surround yourself with, as I mentioned, positive individual, with success, with a successful individual. Is like a halo effect. It will go and you will be successful. You will follow them as well. You will find your path too. And also start going to going for networking. Don't sit in your home, only send resume. Just go out, start networking. You never know. To my experience, how I found my first job very quickly was not because of the resumes that I sent. I was involved in few community activities and also going to open houses, some workshops that it was one of these NGOs that are offering settlement services for finding jobs. Right after my arrival, I was attending one of those ones. And one of the people who was working there, and you know, I talked to him a couple of times, he mentioned to me that I was talking to my neighbor. My neighbor said that I need help from someone that can help me. And I mentioned to him that I know a superstar. And he connected us, and that's how I got the job. I mean, it's kind of from the connections, it's from the network. Necessarily, you don't have to go through all those hardships. You never know, like, you know, how people can help you and how that network that you are building can support you to have a better life here and to start a better life in Canada. The other thing is that I saw two different groups. Some of them, they are thinking that they are overconfident, and they think that we are overqualified for any position here. That's why we are getting rejected or not receiving any response. Some others, they are thinking that, no, we are not good enough. So if I apply for this job, I will get rejected. I think both of them are wrong. We need to have a balance to know ourselves first, know our capability, and trying to understand the past here, the culture here, and build on top of that. In the beginning, I was saying that being a woman, being a newcomer, not being native English speaking, all those barriers are stopping me or slowing me down. But then in the reality, I noticed, no, everything is coming from work ethic, from having that professional attitude, just having that dedication, accountability, and positive mindset. These are the keys for the key elements for the success.
That's so good. And would you say that those are some of the things that were very critical in terms of investments that you made in yourself? How did you know that networking and building relationships and going to these events and volunteering was the approach that was going to get you results? How did you figure that out?
As I mentioned, I was trying to surround myself with positive people and asking for their advice. And also, I was searching. I was Googling that time, what are the best way? And when I was reading something, I was following when I was finding it useful. So I read this about this volunteering, and right away I signed up for volunteer activities, and I was not waiting for those websites to send me volunteer opportunities. When I was attending a workshop and I was like doing networking and talking to people, I was saying, oh, now you have this Syrian refugee initiative that you started. Do you want me to join and help? So anyone that was around, or I had another friend in the class that we were attending that he just started a company that time. And I said, do you need some help? So I was jumping into helping others and participating, which was, I think, key. And then you ask about the investment that I think the best investment that I made. I think it was investment in people, potential, and purpose. It's combination of time, money, and resources, right? It's dedication for investing in human potential. And that aligned with my core principle of living with intention and living by purpose is empowering everyone to get successful, to thrive, and to grow together. Not only being selfish and seeing yourself and how you can get advantage from others. I think when we think that whatever that I like for myself, I like for others to have, that's how all of us can grow together and have a more thriving community than just only one person to shine.
Yeah. Right. That's beautiful. And that is very true. As we near the end of this conversation, I'm wondering, you know, for people who are listening, what is the best place for people to connect with you, Mary? How can people support what you're working on? How can they connect with you and learn more about the things that are happening in your world?
I think people can support and connect with me online by following my LinkedIn profile, where I share my insight, updates about my work and advocacy, reaching out for collaborative opportunity. I think these are all great ways to support my mission of empowering the next generation, immigrants, newcomers, youth, and contributing to meaningful change together.
Beautiful. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of the Power of Why podcast. We will catch you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Power of Why podcast. You can find the show notes at www.naomihiley.com. And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the Power of Why on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode was brought to you in collaboration with Invest Ottawa. And with critical support from BDC Capital's Thrive Venture Fund, the title sponsor of International Women's Month 2024, we've teamed up to produce this special series featuring six inspirational leaders. Visit www.investottawa.ca/IWM to learn more.